Good morning, a Tuesday morning. That means Mike Goodwin, city editor of the Times Union, joins us. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, good morning, Dave.
Let's start with this story. A federal judge in Syracuse rejected Governor Andrew Cuomo's limit of 50 guests at wedding receptions in restaurants.
Yeah, that's right. Chief U.S. District Judge Glenn Sotheby, some people might remember, is a U.S. attorney in this area during the Bush years. He rejected or threw out Governor Cuomo's limit of 50 guests at wedding receptions in restaurants. A measure was put in place earlier this year to slow the spread of coronavirus. The decision was made on Friday. One of the couples that was part of this immediately got married after that. They wanted to host a reception with 110 people at a golf club in Akron in Erie County. The 50-person limit, as we know, was a draft of executive orders the governor put in place during the early days of the COVID closures. The plaintiffs argued that restaurants where they wanted their receptions could normally run at half capacity with more than 50 people. So a wedding should be able to do the same, you know, as long as the other COVID precautions were in place. The Cuomo administration blasted the decision, calling it irresponsible and saying they'll examine whether to appeal or take other actions.
From there to the story that's growing day by day, and that has to do with children going back to school and the plans to do so. Several local school districts were among more than the 100 in the state to miss the key state deadline, which was last Friday, to file their plans to reopen school.
A lot of schools were surprised yesterday to discover they were on this list of 107 school districts that failed to submit their proposals by last week's deadline. It looks like the state's multiple online portals for school reopenings, one for the health department and one for the Department of Education, are what tripped up East Greenbush, Brunswick, Troy, Shenandoah, and dozens and dozens of other schools. It appears that the districts filed their plans with the Education Department, but failed to send a similar outline to the Department of Health, which is overseeing how schools deal with the health challenges of bringing back students and staff during the pandemic. Cuomo yesterday said districts would not be allowed to reopen next month if they don't submit plans to the health department by Friday. Yesterday, school districts, having learned that there were two different places they had to actually submit the full package, were scrambling to make sure that they had both bases covered.
He is Mike Goodwin, the city editor of the Times Union. You can read more at timesunion.com. Mike, thanks. We'll catch up next week.
Thanks, Dave. See you later.